Hey everybody. Squirrels Blues Review here, Friday, February 28th. March is right around the corner. Spring is right around the corner. It is Squirrels Blues Review, broadcasting from Rodent Ridge. And what do we got for you tonight? Tonight, the great Ron Thompson, who was a guitar player down in the San Francisco Bay Area, passed away at 66. We're going to focus on a little Ron Thompson throughout the show tonight. But other than that, we're just going to be blathering on like we normally do, and hopefully you can dig it. You know the program. If you don't dig it, I guess you can turn the channel, but please don't, because I only blather for a little bit. Here's some R.L. Burnside to start this thing off from a CD called Big Bad Love. It's a movie soundtrack. It's a Bob Dylan tune called Everything is Broken. Not that I think that everything in this world is broken, but sometimes it appears that way. Squirrels Blues Review, Jive Radio.
Broken lines and broken strings, broken threads and broken springs, broken idols and broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no news of jiving, ain't no news of joking. Everything is broken, broken bottles and broken plates, broken switches and broken gates, broken dishes, broken pots, streets of fear with broken hearts, broken words never meant to be spoken. Everything is broken. Just hit the ground. Broken cutters and broken saws, broken buckles and broken laws, broken bodies, broken bones, broken boys, broken bones. Take a deep breath, feel like you're choking. Everything is broken.
gonna know your plan. Now when I report to work, do I have to wear my uniform? I report to work, do I have to wear my uniform? Well, I'm here with you, baby, I know something going on. Well, I can't hold a gun, I can't do the shimmy, but when it comes to loving, I'm a loving little fool. Come on, mama, love me all night long. Well, I'm here with you, baby, I keep the darn thing on.
Check out the blues on Q104. This is the Reverend of the Blues, the boss dog of the boneyard.
Now little Jesse was a gambler night and day. He used crooked cards and dice. He was a sinful boy, good natured, but he had no soul. His heart was hot and cold as ice. Oh, the police walked up and shot my friend Jesse down. The boy began to die today. There was a bunch of gamblers gathered all round his bedside, and here's the words that he had to say. I guess I ought to know how I wanna go. How you wanna go, Jesse? I want 8 crap shooters for my pallbearer, and let them all be dressed in black. I want 9 men going to the graveyard, and only 8 men coming back. I want a gang of gamblers gathered round my coffin side, with a crooked card printed on my hearse. Now don't try and tell me that anybody's ever gonna grieve after me. My life's been a doggone curse. Send poker players out to the graveyard to dig my grave with the ace of spades. I want 12 policemen in my funeral march, with the high sheriff playing blackjack leading a parade. I want the judge and solicitor who jailed me 14 times to put a pair of dice in my shoes. Let a deck of cards be my tombstone. I got the dying crap shooter's blues. Now I want 16 real good crap shooters and 16 bootleggers to sing me a song. I want 16 buck riders gambling with a couple of borrowed tens while I'm rolling along. He wanted 22 women out of the Hampton Hotel and 26 women off of Old South Bell. He asked for 29 women out of North Atlanta, but little Jesse didn't pass out the spell. Oh, his head was aching, his heart was jumping. Little Jesse went down bouncing and a pumping. Oh, folks, don't be standing round, Jesse cried. He wanted everyone to do the Charleston while he was dying. Jesse in the hoodoo wagon. Run him, mama, with that can of booze. I got the dying crap shooter's blues. I'm passing out with the dying crap shooter's blues.
I'm a bad, bad.
bad drummer. Or they roll me in AC. They got different mothers. Cadillac, Rolls Royce, Mercedes Benz. Don't you wanna ride, baby?
Yeah.
Woo, come on, girl, get in. I'm riding and leaning in my Lamborghini. Take me riding my Lamborghini. Man, I play the blues with this bad guitar in my hand. And I'm bad, sad.
He's bad.
And I'm bad, sad, girl.
Fillmore's bad.
And I'm bad,
bad brother for you.
And I'm bad. Running out nothing but my collar.
Bad brother for you.
I'm bad.
No more bad.
I got a handful of dollars.
Bad brother for you.
Me and the law don't get along. Every time they see me, they snatch me out of my room. Bad, bad. I'm a bad brother for ya. I'm bad, bad. I'm bad brother for ya.
too.
There's some Ron Thompson. Ron Thompson just passed away. He was a Bay Area guitar player, Sly guitar player, singer. Never really got his credit, his due, but he was badass. Supposedly, he was Mick Fleetwood's favorite guitar player. He put this record out called Son of Boogie Woogie on the Little Village label, which is Jimmy Pugh's label out of the Bay Area. In San Francisco, and Jimmy Pugh, you should Google that Little Village Foundation, and they put out just some killer stuff. That Jimmy Pugh, wonderful keyboard player. That's Ron Thompson from Son of Boogie Woogie, called Broken Hungry. He just passed away at the age of 66, about a week and a half ago. Johnny Winter from his Rock and Roll collection. We heard Drinkin' Blues. David Bromberg from his How Lady a Play Till, Diane Crapshooter's Blues. Ron Thompson again, same record, Son of Boogie Woogie, Want Ad Blues, and R.L. Burnside started this set off with one from it's a movie soundtrack called Big Bad Love. It's a Bob Dylan tune called Everything is Broken. You know, this is almost the anniversary of my getting fired last year for plugging an alternative to the medical mafia at our local hospitals. We have the Mid-Columbia Medical Center here in the Dalles, and we also have the Providence Hospital in Hood River. And I give this young man, he's a physician's assistant, I used to give him a plug every Friday on the commercial station I was on for 12 or 13 years. The guy's name is Craig Danner, and he runs the Wilson Street Medical Clinic. And I would say, if you have a medical problem, go to the Wilson Street Medical Clinic. An office visit is $65. And if you need some blood work, it's about $100. And I just went to him last month. It was $95 for an office visit and blood work. And if you go to the Medical Mafia at MCMC or the Sisters of Profit over in Hood River, it'll be about $400. It's our broken medical system is what it is. Now, the general manager, Gary Grossman of the Bicoastal Media, he got a little stick up his wazoo and fired me, which, you know, he's got his right to fire me because you don't want to piss off the local medical establishment. But nonetheless, I got fired a year ago, and lo and behold, one door closes, another one opens, and a month later, Jeff Cotton with Jive Radio approaches me and says, hey, there's a station for sale in the Dalles. Do you want to be part of this? And I'm like, well, I don't know. All I know is my 4 hours on Friday night. So nonetheless, here we are almost a year later. Well, Jive didn't get started until a few more months from now. But it's pretty darn cool that where we are, we've got a community station where we can speak up for the underprivileged and the and go against the big dogs like the billionaires, which is what the insurance industries and the pharmaceutical industries are. And they will suppress every effort to overthrow their status because they want to be on top and continue making gazillions and gazillions of dollars. I mean, the head of MCMC is the highest paid person in Wasco County. And, you know, if I had an offer to get that job, I'd take it too. But you know what? It's just they're ripoffs, and it's one night in the hospital cost me $12,000, which got me on my rampage about 3 years ago. So here we are. So Ron Thompson, rest in peace. I've got a bunch of stuff to talk about. When was the last time you went over to White Salmon over you folks here up in the gorge? You've got Murphy's new restaurant, which is going to open. And I have the little disclosure here. I do own the building. You got Dickey Farms. You got the White Salmon Bakery. You got Everybody's, Henny's, Tarwater Tavern. So check it out. The Society Hotel. You know, in Portland, there is a Women's March this Sunday. And the day after Donald Trump was sworn in, they had a Women's March in Portland 3 years ago. And that was I went to it with my wife, current girlfriend at the time, and it was amazing. It was one of the coolest things I've ever done. So there's a Women's March this Sunday in Portland. I believe there should be a national recycling program. Well, that's myself. Chicago, the band will play a benefit. Why do we have to have a benefit for the Hood River Education Foundation? But apparently we do. Saturday, May 2nd at the Hood River Middle School. You know, Chicago, 25, 6 to 4. You know, all those pop hits, which were badass stuff. I mean, every song they did was pretty darn good. Horn-driven band. They're going to be doing a benefit for the Hood River Education Foundation Saturday, May 2nd. You can get tickets on Ticket Tomato. But as I mentioned, why should we have to have a benefit for an education foundation? This stuff should be funded with our tax dollars instead of buying bombs to start the next war that we don't need to fight. If you are looking for information on what's going on in your community in the Central Oregon, you can go to the source, or you can go to the Live Jive report. I'll talk about that in a minute. Or here in the Gorge, you can go to the Gorge Current and get your information, thegorgecurrent.com. Blood drive in Underwood this Thursday, March 26th, 11 to 4 at the Underwood Community Center. Corey Quinn, along with the Green Neck Daredevils at the Ruins, that is coming up here in the Gorge. The Jack London Review has some killer blues coming on in Portland Friday, the 6th of March, Coco Montoya. Now, these are all every Friday night in March has a killer band. Coco Montoya, Friday the 6th, Sugar Ray Rayford and his killer band. He's one of my favorite performers these days, Friday the 13th. Tinsley Ellis is coming Friday the 20th, all at the Jack London Review. And the 27th of March is Seth Walker, along with Jesse Draken. The Hoppa Hillbillies every Monday night at the Moth. Don't forget there's live music at the Pines Tasting Room every Friday night from 6 till 9. Springtime is coming up, which makes me want to put something exciting between my legs and ride a motorcycle. And you know what? If you don't know how to ride a motorcycle and you'd like to learn how to ride a motorcycle, there's an organization called Team Oregon. TeamOregon.org, and they will teach you how to ride a motorcycle properly. I was never taught properly, but I learned on the dirt back in Pennsylvania in the early 70s. And luckily, I learned on the dirt because when you learn on the dirt, it teaches you the fundamentals of sliding around when you shouldn't be sliding around. So when you get on the street, you have a better foundation of what's going to go on in case I have a little problem. But that's what I'm talking about. Team Oregon, if you want to learn to ride a motorcycle. If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. So says Malcolm X. And there's a great Netflix series called Who Killed Malcolm X right now. Okay, please register to vote. It's a very important election this year. Timberline Lodge is up there. It's a national treasure. You should use it and visit it. Be nice to your birds. Keep your bird bath full. Feed them if you're so inclined. I've got three hummingbird feeders, and I've got a nice little, I've got a little trap bird feeder that when a big bird like a blue jay or a stellar jay gets on the thing, it closes the gate so they can't eat. But the little birds get plenty of food. So there you go. Alcoholics Anonymous are out there. So is Narcotics Anonymous. If you think you have a drug and or alcohol problem, you can also visit your friends and relatives in nursing homes or assisted living, because you know what? Put yourself in their shoes. If you were sitting in that assisted living or nursing home, wouldn't you want somebody to come and visit? What's that smell in the Dalles? If you smell the naphthalene mothball smell in the Dalles, you can call Ameritize and make a report. It's a really good thing to do, because the more complaints they get, perhaps they'll do something about poisoning our air in the Dalles. Ameritize number is 541-296-1808. They're in the phone book. Please shop local. Why would you want to make Jeff Bezos at Amazon any richer? I don't know, but I don't order things on Amazon, but I know I'm the only one. The number one littered item in the world is cigarette butts, and I'll talk about these other things later on because I'm blabbering a little too far. 64 Tap House has some live music Thursday. No, that's gone. Never mind. Wednesday, March 4th, Kevin Bednar with special guest Timothy James at the 64 Tap House in Hood River. Let's play some more music. Here is, what is it? We've got Mark Dufresne, Hell Is What You Make It, Squirrels Blues Review here on Jive Radio.
It's just a state of mind. Try, you'll never fake it. That boiling pit's just your daily grind. So while you're gnashing them teeth, 'cause that heavenly stare's so hard to find. Hell is what you make it, a place to go when you retire. Then you'll never break it, room for the deep, the calm. No good lie. But now when it gets cold, it's nice to live near a lake of fire. They took away my home, repossessed my car. But there in the gutter I see half a cigar. I used to pay bills, then I got smart, trading in this life for a grocery cart. Hell is what you make it, they say when you fall. The only way to look is up. her own palace to stay. But in this restaurant alley, I find a buffet. The couch gets old, you throw it away. One man's trash will be my bedroom today. It is what you make it. Oh, it's just an attitude. If you can still walk and talk, you ought to feel a little gratitude. Oh, yeah. Showing up made me groan. You got to work two jobs to pay off the loans. Trying to keep your heaven up with old Mr. Jones. Tell it what you make it. Come April 15th, everybody mourns. So I traded in my check for this pitchfork and these two loving arms. Now, hell is what you make it.
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 Try.
Thank you. coming. She about to make me lose my mind. The woman that I am loving, she about to make me lose my mind. Yeah, no, she ain't no good for nothing but trouble. That's keep me buying wigs all the time. Yeah, no, I bought my woman a wig about 2 weeks ago. I woke up this morning, she was crying. Dad, I want two more. I told her no, baby. You the wig one day got to go. Whoa, you know I done spent all my money. Baby, I can't buy you no wigs no more. I work hard for my baby, try to crease, grind, strap. She taking all my money, boy, try to bite up in half. You know I don't want no woman. Boy, she about to drive me out of my mind. Ain't no, she ain't no good for nothing but trouble. That keep you buying wigs all the time. Like to run a blind. That's the reason she keep on asking me for that little money of mine. No, I don't want no woman. I got to buy wigs all the time. Yeah, no, she ain't no good for nothing but trouble. Boy, and drive you out of your mind.
Come on, baby. When I was a young boy about the age of 10 and 3, Daddy said, Eddie Van, what do you wanna be? A teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, a fighter who fights with his fist. I don't wanna be none of that, Daddy. I wanna be a TV evangelist. I wanna be a TV preacher. Pinstripe suits and shiny shoes. I wanna take all the people's money. Have them buy a wedding blues. I can say even the devil would send you to heaven and not to hell. Just give me your money, speak in tongues, join PTL. Cry like Timmy Baker, smile like Jerry Falwell do. Rob, steal, be rich, and own a Cadillac too. I want to be a TV preacher, pinstripe suits and shiny shoes. I want to take all the people's money, have them buy a wedding blue. I'll take my millions, make me a church made out of glass. Pray to the hoodoo man and all the things that may come to pass. Have my secretary wait out inside my fancy van. Show you my leather Bible and my California tan. I wanna be a TV preacher, pinstripe suits and shiny shoes. I wanna take all the people's money, have them buy a wedding blue. When I was a young boy, about the age of 10 and 3, Daddy said, Eddie Van, what do you wanna be? A teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, a fighter who fights with his fist. I don't wanna be none of that, Daddy. I wanna be a TV evangelist. I wanna be a TV preacher. Pinstripe suits and shiny shoes. I wanna take all the people's money. Have them buy whatever blue. Listen to me, people. I want you to raise your arms up high while I put my hands in your pocket while you're looking at the sky. Have all your children think that I'm heaven sent. One thing's for sure, don't be late with my rent. I want to be a TV preacher, pinstripe suits and shiny shoes. I want to take all the people's money, buy them all my blues. I'll take all my millions and make me a church made out of glass. Pray to the hoodoo man and all the things that may come to pass. Have my secretary wait out inside my fancy van. Show you my leather Bible and my California tan. I want to be a TV preacher, pinstripe suit, shiny shoes. I want to take all the people's money, have them buy away my blues.
Actually, that's not Eddie Van Shaw. That's Van Shaw. It's Eddie Shaw's son, who's a big boy now. He's probably 50. From his, what is it? It's called the Ass Whooping CD. Eddie Van Shaw, TV preacher. Makes me want to be Jim Baker. Jim and Tammy Baker. Somebody was talking about them this the other day. And actually, Jim Baker is hawking. What is he hawking? He's hawking some sort of potion that is an anti-coronavirus goo. I'm not making this stuff up. That's what somebody told me. I'd Google him and find out what he's selling now. Ron Thompson, who just passed away, we're kind of doing a bunch of Ron Thompson tonight. a great guitar player from the Bay Area, from his Son of Boogie Woogie, which is on the Little Village record label. We heard the Showbiz Blues. That guy was a killer slide guitar player. And Tom Mazzolini, who does a blues show down in the Bay Area, he mentioned that he got goosebumps every time he heard Ron Thompson play slide. It just totally reminded him of Elmore James. Lightnin' Hopkins before that, from his Blue Lightnin', we heard the Wig Wearin' Woman. Strength in Numbers from the Telluride Sessions. That goes out to my buddy Todd down in Cabo San Lucas. Texas Red is the name of that one. And Mark Dufresne from Seattle, Washington, started that from his record called Have Another Round. We heard Hell Is What You Make It. It's pert near the top of the hour, so I'd better let you know you're listening to KJYV 101.5 FM right here in the Dalles, KJIV 96.5 in Madras, and KDUP, that's Giddy Up Radio 88.1 in Cedarville. You are listening to Squirrel's Blues Review. The new improved Old People Hours, 6 to 10 p.m. here on Jive Radio, Blues, Gospel, Soul, and Zydeco. You can listen on the World Wide Web at jiveradio.org. I encourage you to tell your friends, neighbors, and dogs and kittens and all that stuff to tune in to Jive Radio. We're broadcasting from Rodent Ridge here, and of course I'm RBR, Raised by Rodents, and I'm KOR, I'm King of the Rodents. Don't forget the Hop of Hillbillies every Monday night at the Moth. Don't need to talk about that. The Pines Tasting Room. The Pines Tasting Room is our only full-time sponsor here on Jive Radio on Squirrel's Blues Review. We also have Point S Tire, but they're across the board sponsor. But I would love to get a couple more just Squirrel's Blues Review sponsors. This next hour is underwritten by the Pines Tasting Room, second to Cascade Streets in Hood River, featuring Lonnie Wright's signature Old Vine Zinfandel, Syrah, Pinot Gris, Pinot Noirs, Chardonnays, Cabernets, and the Big Red. You can join the Copper Club. There are events at the Tasting Room, from smaller tastings to weddings at the Pines Estate. There's free live music every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m., and the Old Vines play every Sunday. There's a jam session with acoustic instruments. When is that? I don't have the times. Led by Alexa. You know what she does. She leads the thing. For more information, you can go to thepinesvineyard.com. And, of course, don't forget about the Best Western Hood River Inn, McCoy Holliston Insurance in White Salmon, Ray Shulton's Motors in the Dalles, and, of course, Point S Tire and Auto, with locations in Central Oregon and the Columbia River Gorge. Please support all of our underwriters. I told you about that. You know what? We here at Jive Radio, I hate to beg for money, but you know what? It does operating costs do do occur. Like, you got to put gas in your car and you got to pay your mortgage or your house. You know, we here at Jive Radio would love to have some more underwriters joining the Jive team. So please don't be shy and check out the Jive Radio website and contact any of us. Our information is on the website. Karma works in mysterious ways. And here's some other stuff. I told you about the Hop of Hillbillies. There's also free live music at the Pines Tasting Room every Friday from 6 to 9. KBOO Community Radio in Portland has a couple of, they've got a blues show every Saturday from 5 to 7, and you can catch them at kboo.fm. Tom Mazzolini has a Blues by the Bay show. He used to produce the San Francisco Blues Festival, which was just a wonderful festival. Tom does his show Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on KPFA. KPFA. And Larry List does one in Tampa, but I don't have the information. But you can probably check that out however you'd like. What do we got? We've got some more Ron Thompson. No, what do we have? What do we have coming up here? Let me get over here. Okay, we got Coco Montoya. We got a couple from Coco Montoya. The CD's called Got a Mind to Travel, and he's playing next Friday night at the Jack London Review in Portland. So here we go. Here's a couple. This is the title track, Got a Mind to Travel, Squirrel's Blues Review, and this is Jive Radio.